Wow, Mrs. Morton's been put back in the corner. No, nobody puts baby in the corner. Well, you've been demoted again because you were up here. You what? Oh, okay. Okay. Good evening. Welcome to tonight's meeting. My name is Paula Reid, Mayor of Kingborough, and it's my pleasure to welcome everyone to tonight's meeting on Monday the 15th of July 2024. We don't have any members of the community in the public gallery this evening, but I'm sure we have some people watching along at home on YouTube. Being 5:30pm, I now officially declare the meeting open. I wish to advise that council meetings are recorded and made publicly available on our website. Council meetings are also live streamed on YouTube, and in accordance with council's policy, I'll ask the CEO to confirm that the recording has started. Thank you. I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, pay respects to elders past and present, and acknowledge today's Tasmanian Aboriginal community. Our attendees this evening are myself, Councillor Reid, the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Gladewright, Councillor Cordover, Councillor Dean, Councillor Fox, Councillor Richardson and Councillor Street. From our staff this evening, we have the CEO, Mr Stewart, our Acting Director of Governance, Recreation and Property Services, Mr Kaymitsoglu, the Director of Engineering Services, Mr Reeve, Director of Environment Development and Community Services, Ms Shakuti, our Senior Strategic Planner, Mr Stander, our Media and Communications Advisor, Ms Adams, and our Executive Assistant, Mrs Morton. We have apologies this evening from Councillor Antoli, Councillor Bain and Councillor Midgley. Takes us to confirmation of minutes, that the minutes of the open session of Council meeting number 12, held on the 3rd of July 2024, be confirmed as a true record. I've got a mover in Councillor Fox and a seconder in Councillor Gladewright. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried. Workshops held since the last council meeting. We had a workshop on last Monday evening, the 8th of July, for an operational overview. Page 2, declarations of interest. Does any councillor have an interest they wish to declare? Thank you. And transfer of agenda items. Is there any item on the agenda that a councillor wishes to move from closed into open session or open into closed session? No, thank you very much. We do have a member of the community with us now, so it's time for questions without notice from the public. No question, thank you very much. And questions on notice from the public, we did have a number. The first one from Mr Biggins in relation to LUPA and other legislation, tree removal, with a response from Ms Tyler Moore. Second one from Mr Biggins with an officer response from Mr Basham in relation to tree bylaws, statutory time limitations. Another one from Mr Biggins with a response from Ms Quinn in relation to tree risk assessment methodologies, and one from Mr Declan West with a response from Ms Shakuti in relation to DA 20 of 2024 in relation to 39 Hollyhock Drive. If members of the community do wish to submit a question on notice, they can do so by using the relevant form on our website or by emailing us at kc@kingborough.tas.gov.au. Questions without notice from councillors. Does any councillor wish to ask a question without notice? Councillor Cordover.
Thank you, Mayor. My question relates to paid parking enforcement on private properties. So I've asked a few questions about this before. There was a case in Victoria relating to Docklands, and there was a big parking refund. So this was back in 2006, and the state ombudsman there called for 1,100 tickets, parking tickets that were issued between 2002 to 2005 to be refunded. And the quote from the Age article on that says, "At the heart of the problem is that the Docklands Authority contracted council to handle parking enforcement in 2002, but failed to authorise individual parking officers and prosecutions as required by law." So my question is, with Kingborough Council's parking contracts that we have where we are enforcing parking time limits with paid fines on private property, have we received legal advice to make sure that we are not at risk of having those fines called into question?
I'm looking at the CEO, who's looking around as well, but we'll start with the CEO.
Through you, Mayor. Thank you for the question. I don't know of that context, so that's something I'd need to take on notice and come back to you. Thank you.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions without notice from councillors? Thank you very much. Takes us to questions on notice from councillors, and at the time the agenda was compiled, there were no questions on notice. Petitions still being actioned, there were no petitions still being actioned, and at the time the agenda was compiled, no petitions had been received. Takes us to page 6, officers' reports to council, the review of the Southern Tasmanian Regional Land Use Strategy State of Play report with a recommendation on page 11. I've got a mover in Councillor Gladewright and a seconder in Councillor Cordova. Councillor Gladewright.
Thank you. I'm happy to move this one. The purpose of this motion is for council to note the state of play report. The report has been produced by consultants after undertaking the initial stages of a comprehensive review of the Southern Tasmania Regional Land Use Strategy, also known as STROLUS. After council have noted this report, it will be placed on a website so that stakeholders can also read it and provide feedback. Feedback gathered will inform the review, and it is anticipated that a revised draft STROLUS will come back to council later this year, where it will also be placed on public exhibition. And that will be the time that our residents can make formal representations. I acknowledge that this has been very slow going, but there is a process, and while it is great that we have reached another step along the road, I think it would be nice to see this moving along a little faster than it is. But I'm happy to move this tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gladewright. Councillor Cordova.
Thank you, Mayor. I think it's a non-controversial document, and I am really pleased to see that something is finally happening, as I'm sure other people will talk to. The STROLUS is way out of date. It's long overdue for those reviews and changes to take place. And I think the document is quite good where it paints the lie of the land, points out interesting forward-focused developments such as the need for commercial office floor space. It talks about that on page 44, page 59 of our agenda. I think the maps and the discussion about the environment are good too, and I do appreciate that there is some, at least some emphasis on things like social wellbeing and the environment. I have a question, just for my own edification really. On page 41, which is page 56 of our agenda, it references the Australian Indigenous Cultural Intellectual Property, ICIP. So here's the quote. ICIP is recognised through land use planning. And my question is, how does Australian Indigenous Cultural Intellectual Property interface with land use planning regulations? Do we have any idea how that will actually, what that looks like even?
Mr. Stander.
Through you, Mayor. Thank you for the question. It's a difficult question, and I most probably don't have the answer for you tonight, but it is not that clear. The interface with the planning system is not that clear, and what this document is trying to do is to, I guess, to change that, so to plan with country. If you read the document, the introduction is to say, let's involve people that should be part of this process at an early stage, not at a later stage. So that's one of the, I guess, the key items of this document is to try and introduce that through the planning system.
Thank you.
Councillor Cordova.
So we'll wait and see, and I hope that there's some good feedback from the community around that. So just to conclude my remarks, I think it's important that this is forward-facing and it does talk about our changing climate. It talks about social wellbeing and tourism and things like that. So it's a non-controversial document, and I'll be pleased to hear community feedback. I just want to emphasise that we really need a health in all policies approach when it comes to the to regional land use in general. I don't feel like there's a strong enough emphasis in this document, for example, on the impact that the urban built environment plays on things like poverty reduction. You know, if you've got good access to public transport, good access to healthcare, good access to education, that has a major impact on the economy, it has a major impact on the way people live their lives, and it has a major impact on life expectancy. You know, I've heard statistics around one of the most significant predictors of life expectancy in this country is the postcode in which people live. You know, these are the kinds of social determinants of health that I think are really important. I hope that we get experts from the community who provide that kind of evidence-based and data-driven input for this document. And I really think that whatever comes out of it, it is sadly long overdue, because of our changing population, changing demographics, but there's a lot of really important indicators, particularly around our ageing population, the dependency ratio, those kinds of things that when we are planning what happens to the urban built environment in our municipality, I think we should always be trying to look at it through that lens of a health in all policies approach and think about the social determinants of health and try and make life easier and improve the material standard of living of the people who live in our municipality. So I look forward to the next steps, and I endorse the report.
Thank you, Councillor Cordova. Further speakers, Councillor Dean.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't have a huge lot to say other than just to point out that what staff have put together in terms of summary in itself is really good and very helpful. As Councillor Cordova's pointed out, it's nothing really controversial, but given that we have the staff members' area expertise in the room tonight, I would be interested, and I know it's not potentially the easiest a question to answer, but given the Southern Regional Land Use Strategy that we currently have and what is before us tonight, are you able to provide some kind of comment where you think this may be heading in terms of a Kingborough perspective? This obviously encompasses not just Kingborough, but where we might fit into this equation in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Mr. Stander.
Through you, Mayor. No, that's actually a very good question because it's the type of questions that we expect from the committee as well. I guess you're quite right. This is a regional land use strategy, so it's early days. The impacts for Kimbra really is up for discussion. I think the main part of this document is really the settlement strategies, and we know from the past, and if you look at our demographic change and the demand and supply data, that Kimbra will continue to be a popular place for people to move to. So the question is going to be, if we do look at growth areas within Kimbra, where should we provide those locations, but also how do we provide services, jobs, and all those other things that come with a growing population. So I think if you look at the regional areas that forms part of the Southern Tasmania Regional Plan, Land Use Strategy, you'll see that Kimbra plays a significant role in accommodating that growth. So I envisage that we will continue to play that role. I most probably can't go into detail of what it would look like at this stage, and that's just the matters that we would like to discuss with our stakeholders and the broader public.
Councillor Dean.
So just one follow-up. Is it possible to provide some commentary about what capacity there may be, particularly around settlement strategy and the section on housing is the one that I jumped to looking at this, given that we're going through the process right now of transitioning to the Tasmanian planning scheme. It looks like this is all going to take more time and hopefully it looks like our planning scheme might be transitioned over by the time we actually get to the point of this being finalised. So can you kind of give us some kind of indication of how that is going to play out in terms of actually trying to progress some of these settlement strategies that are going to come out in this report?
Through you, Mayor.
Mr. Stander.
Thank you. Another good question. Yes, unfortunately at the moment, as we progress with the Kimbra LPS, we have to rely on the current regional land use strategy. So I would say what we'll most probably see happening is reiterations of our LPS once it's in place for Kimbra. So this strategy, the review is anticipated to be completed by middle of next year. By that time, I'm hoping that we would already be on the new Tasmanian planning scheme. So at that point in time, if there's any changes for Kimbra, we could come back and consider changes to our own LPS.
Any further contributions? I'll just make a brief one. And start by just thanking our strategic planner for the work that has gone into our contribution. We work as a council with the other 11 councils that form part of the southern region that have been contributing to the development of this. I think what's really interesting is that I mean, it's already been commented that this is well and truly overdue because of the existing Strelas was established in 2011, and councils have been quite frustrated by the length of time that it has taken to get this review. And in that time, it's interesting to reflect that Kingborough's population has gone up by from 33,893 people to 41,531 in the time since that original Strelas was put together. So it is certainly, if you consider the future growth overall, not just for us, but if you combine that with the rest of the southern region, this is a very important strategy that we do need to see come in as soon as possible, because the regional land use strategies are a very important part of the planning system. So I would really like to see, it's a shame this can't go any faster, but we're looking at about mid-2025. Certainly would encourage members of the community to have a look at this now that it's going on public exhibition, and to ask questions if they have them. But certainly this is a very important step in ensuring that we're getting things right at our own regional level right across southern Tasmania. So thank you very much. Are there any further contributions? Councillor Gladewright, did you want to sum up? I'm going to put the recommendation now. It's moved by Councillor Gladewright and seconded by Councillor Cordova. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Takes us to page 94, LGAT General Meeting Motion. I will indicate there is not, you'll notice that there was no recommendation as to how to treat this. My view would be that we would support the motion. It seems a bit of a no-brainer. So the it would be that we the council advised the mayor regarding voting the upcoming that we vote yes. So do I have someone to move that motion? Councillor Fox and a secondary Councillor Gladewright. Anybody wish to speak to that? No, thank you very much. I'll put the recommendation then. Moved by Councillor Fox, seconded by Councillor Gladewright. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Page 97, Nomination for Disability Inclusion and Access Advisory Committee, with a recommendation on page 98. I've got a mover in Councillor Fox and a secondary Councillor Cordova. Councillor Fox, did you wish to speak to that?
Yes, I think it's admirable that we're getting somebody to represent a group on the committee rather than as an individual, which we have got some, but we've always struggled to find them. But I think BAPCARE is obviously a worthy group, and the qualifications of this person look excellent, and there's a lot of enthusiasm in their application, which I note, and I think they'd make a great contribution to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Fox. I concur with those comments and look forward to welcoming the nominee to our next meeting. I'm going to put the recommendation then, and moved by Councillor Fox, seconded by Councillor Cordova. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Takes us to page 100, appendices, with the recommendation on page 100. Looking for a mover and a seconder, please. I've got a mover in Councillor Street and a seconder in Councillor Gladewright. Any questions or comments, please? Councillor Cordova.
I just had a question in relation to work. So we're getting a lot of... so one was around the... it's horrible, actually, but number 19... page 114, Esplanade Road, service request. Somebody has dumped a large amount of soiled nappies that had to be removed by council staff. And my question is... it wasn't a councillor. But my question is just, like, what do we do about litter mitigation? And this is obviously, to me, when I see that, I think, well, education. There's obviously somebody doesn't know. Why did that happen? Does anybody want to comment on how we stop that kind of thing happening again?
I'm sure Ms. Chakuti would like to. Oh, no. Mr. Reeve would like to. I don't know why I thought it was in your area. Environment.
Thank you. thank you, Mayor, for giving me the opportunity. a couple of things to say with it. We do work fairly closely with NRE in terms of litter management, and it's a big part of the regional group. So at the moment, the Tasway South Regional Group is in the process of developing a litter plan for the region. We'll look at a number of different options, but NRE is also doing quite a bit of work in that space as well at the same time. So in the past, it has been quite difficult because we've had issues where people will find a spot that's a bit out of the way type of thing and take that opportunity to dump things. And, of course, once they start dumping things, then that actually encourages other people to do the same thing. We do investigate them, and we do look at hardscape options if we can sometimes in terms of trying to close off sites to area. We do look at options in terms of mobile cameras, those types of things. And there has been some successful prosecutions in the past using that as well at the same time. So it is becoming far more of a focus, both regional and statewide, to try and deal with these issues moving forward. And it is linked back with the levy as well. So there is an awareness of the fact that there is a waste levy there, which potentially can encourage people to actually dump things more as well at the same time. So that's why it's hand in hand with that. You know, the various different groups are actually working on this, and there'll be more to come in that space.
Councillor Cordova.
Thank you, Mayor. Just one final question is about stormwater and footpath repairs. I note all of the really good stuff happening, Willow Bend Road, etc. Inevitably, now that we're getting a lot of rain in this last couple of days, inevitably I'll get some contact, as I'm sure a lot of us will, about culverts needing cleaning and stormwater overflowing. My recommendation is always for people to just contact kc@kingborough.tas.gov.au, but my question on that is, do we have an emergency response or an immediate response in the wake of large rain incidents like these last couple of days? Do we ramp up the fixing of clearing of culverts and clearing of stormwater drains, etc.?
Mr. Reeve.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, so if we get, some advance warning that there's going to be some heavy rain events, then we will look at some trouble spot areas to make sure that they're actually clear. This particular event, even though it's quite miserable outside for anybody who's been outside, doesn't have those sorts of characteristics. In other words, you're not getting that really heavy, intense rainfall that's likely to actually cause localised flooding, and we haven't really had any problems over the last couple of days or so. So it's more to do with where we think there's going to be some fairly severe storms, and at the same time we know that in those types of areas there's some areas such as some of your rural areas there which are trouble spots, have been trouble spots in the past, and we would actually look at those ones and making sure they're clear at the time. Certainly if during an event there you may get some localised blocking, so we do have some service level standards in terms of when we would actually manage and deal with those, and it does come down a lot to what sort of issue that might actually be causing, what are some of the issues in the general area as well at the same time. So some of it's a little bit of a judgment call as well.
Thank you. That's all for me.
Thank you. Any further contributions? I just wanted to thank Mr. Reeve and his team for the report, because it's 12 pages and that's a quarterly report, and it's a significant amount of work that is actually being done in the municipality, and I really encourage people who are in our community to read some of the work that is going on, because it's across all parts of the municipality, it's across all different types of infrastructure that we upgrade, maintain, construction of new public toilets, and it just gives a really good snapshot of the amount of activity that we do in providing the best services and facilities for our community that we possibly can. So thank you to Mr. Reeve and his team for that report. If there are no other questions on the appendices, I will put the recommendation. It's moved by Councillor Street and seconded by Councillor Gladewright. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Page 100, notices of motion. There were no notices of motion, and takes us to confirmation of items to be dealt with in closed session. In accordance with Regulation 15 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, Council by absolute majority moved into closed session to consider the following items: confirmation of minutes, applications for leave of absence. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder. I've got a mover in Councillor Fox and a seconder in Councillor Gladright. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried. So in accordance with the Council's meetings audio recording guidelines, policy recording of the open session of the meeting will now cease. So open session of Council ceased at 5:54, adjourned, I should say, at 5:54 p.m.